take three. It's still March 12th. Audrey Roth. We're talking about...
Oh, we were talking about
Carnegie
the Civic
Salutes
Arena. Yes.
Carnegie, okay.
And the stars who came in,
right,
who decided and must have known as they came in what they intended to do, which made it even an uglier kind of thing. But they decided to boycott the event that they were to perform in as a way of protesting Carnegie Mellon's involvement with what they called Star Wars.
Oh, yes.
And it created a lot of controversy, which they hoped it wouldn't, and got a lot of newspaper publicity, which was their purpose. And it involved then, because this was a last-minute thing, and involved a great deal of confusion in the changes that had to be made in the whole show, since we were then going to be minus 5 or 6 or 7 people. And I remember as a protest against them, Carnegie Mellon withdrew their limousine so that they had to find their own way to the airport to get home.
Oh dear. That and was probably the time when the Software Institute was opened. Do you remember those protests?
Well, that was, sure, that was, I lived where I'm living. I watched it
be
built. I'm trying to think how long.
The time goes so fast.
About 10 years ago, maybe even longer.
It
was, yes.
Is it that long, Beth?
Oh, yes, I think it was at least that long.
Isn't it funny? You lose track of time, and I couldn't
tell
you the exact year if I looked it up. In, mm-hmm. But at the moment, I can't think exactly.
I would say at least 10 years ago that that building's been there.
Well, that must have been...
Time passes.
Oh, indeed it does. Indeed it does. And I think as you get older, it passes much more quickly, or it seems to. Something that I think, I'll say to somebody, oh, it must have been 5 years ago, it turns out to be 10 or 15. Or I'll say it was a year ago, and it turns out to have been 3 years ago. But that was an ugly, it was an ugly time. It was an ugly thing for people to do. And of course, they planned it so that it would be as large a protest as it could be. And I think they might have simply turned down doing the show, but then they wouldn't have had the publicity out of it, nor caused the confusion that they did. The party that they had the night before, there was a party for the talent, and I was included in, it was at the, I think at the William Penn or at the Hyatt, it was at the Hyatt, and it was a lovely, lovely party, and not one of them showed up. Those people who were staying did, but not one of this group for whom the party was being given attended, and then we heard that this is why. They had no intention. Very, I thought.
It's too bad. Well, I have another question now that we have a new tape. Are you involved at all with any of the films that are being made in Pittsburgh, now that Pittsburgh's such a big
I haven't pursued that to the degree. If somebody's called me for an audition, I've gone in. I did do a film, of, I don't know how many years ago this is now, that has never been released, that was called, what was Howard Hughes' plane called?
Oh, the Robert Duff, no, the Golden Goose, something Goose.
Yes.
The
Flight
Goose?
Of the Wooden Goose, I don't remember it now, but that was a film that was done here that was never released, I think because it was so bad, probably. And then I did a film, this really did strike me funny, called Lady Beware. And I played the secretary of horns. They actually used horns as the store and the actual word. They showed the horn sign and so on. And I played the secretary to the president of horns and had a lovely opening scene, which was then cut a bit. But I'm trying to think, Dawn was in it. And I had no idea what the movie was about. I know that the young Diane Lane was playing the lead, who's a charming actress. I think her first movie was with Laurence Olivier, where she played a little girl. It was just a lovely, lovely movie. But at any rate, she was then came in to play the lead in this, and she was a window decorator, which was the story. So the movie was made, and we were going to go see it. And my daughter Holly said to me, you know, Mother, it's got a not very nice rating. I said, really? So she said to her younger daughter, Anna, who was then, I don't remember, Anna's 20 now, so she was maybe 15. You can't see it, Anna, because it's got an R rating. She said, does Grandpa know? Does Grandpa know Nanny didn't? An R-rated film, and Holly said to her, Nanny didn't know she was doing an R-rated film. But it's become kind of a cult film on cable. And
what's the name of it?
Lady Beware.
Lady Beware.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it was an interest. That was an interesting.
Were you involved at all in that film, at Cemetery Club?
No.
That was a fun film.
Yes, it was. It was a fun film. No, I didn't audition for that, I don't think, and I, or I may have.
They didn't want professionals. They went, the people they got around, they just took from, they walked into places and said, you'll do it.
But it's amazing, from what I understand. Pittsburgh really is
It's become a big film, yes, and there is now a sound studio, which is one thing that we were seriously missing, and I don't know enough about it. I just was reading about it the other day. They were hoping to take some of the property down by the river near town to do a sound stage, but it's an enormous investment, so I don't know if there'll be another, but I was surprised to hear that there is, in Wilmerding, I think it is, a sound stage. Which, as I say, has been desperately needed here. So that I hope we get more films. It brings a lot of money into the economy, and it's nice for local actors. And they do it, too, for economic reasons. It's not as costly here as it is there, which is why they've gone to Canada for so many films. And I think you can tell the Canadian films, too. Did you ever notice the lighting is altogether different?
It's not sharp.
It's a strange kind of light, and when we see that, my daughter, we always say, oh, must have been made in Canada. And of course, they're doing a lot of films in the South, too, for the same reason, for economic reasons. Sometimes there's not the union that there is in, and they try to make deals with the union here, as far as the truckers and so on are concerned, so that, to make it a little easier and a little, because making a film is the most costly thing I think I've ever heard. When you think in terms of 40 million, 50 million, 100 million, you can't even conceive of that. Of course, if you're going to pay, I just heard Demi Moore last night, 12 million for her next movie.
Well, Audrey, we really, truly thank you. This has been a treat.
It's been a treat for me. I've enjoyed
it.
Thank you.